Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you a musician or even a filmmaker, author, or any kind of artist? Well, then you know the struggle in reaching new people and growing your audience.
Well, you're in the right place because we're going to share some key points on expanding your career today. Now, let's roll that intro. Gonna hit that.
Welcome to Bridgie Atlantic's B-Sides, a show where we share material that doesn't quite fit in with our weekly interview series. Here on B-Sides, we focus on empowering musicians and all creatives to craft careers by arming you with the tools you need to make it in the entertainment industry. So if you're new here, consider subscribing.
We're your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians.
And I am singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marcy Novelli from Canada. When I'm not making music or doing this show, I'm producing records and directing music videos. Speaking of which, if you would like to work together, just hit me up on any of my socials.
Before we jump into the episode, we just want to let you know that we are on Patreon and you can become a Bridger from as little as a dollar per month. You'll gain access to our exclusive encore series featuring never before seen videos with our guests, and your support will allow us to keep bringing you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
That's right. You can also head on over to our website to pick up one of our shirts. Use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 20% off your order, and we promise it's just going to look fantastic on you.
In this B-Sides episode, we are going to be talking about growing an audience online and some of the habits you can get into that will help you to do this.
I think growing your audience is probably one of the biggest questions out there, as it's something that everyone wants to do but doesn't quite know how.
Yeah, it's something that I get asked all the time, and I'm sure anyone that works in the music industry, especially online, gets asked this. And it's definitely not easy. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And it's important to remember that all these overnight successes, quote unquote, that you see are never really overnight. They're often working for years before they get the type of success they're experiencing. So don't be discouraged if you're not getting the results as quickly as you think you should be.
Yeah, and I mean, besides the obvious fact that we really shouldn't be comparing ourselves to other people because we just don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, social media, for example, is famous for just showing everyone's best selves. And, you know, it's not a accurate description or representation of what's really going on, you know? I mean, having said that, it's also worth remembering that it's not just about the numbers. You know, it's about the quality and relevance, not just the quantity. You know, the old-fashioned quality over quantity, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But I think, you know, people are still going to be asking the question how they can grow that audience. So what can people be doing to grow that audience? But maybe more specifically, grow that audience in a targeted and thought-out way.
Well, you know, I think the number one thing if you're a musician is to get out there and tour. You know, I think you can do that. We interviewed Nick Blagona a while back, and that was his biggest advice for artists, how to get known. That's kind of the old tried and tested and true method, and it applies to any kind of artist really. Just get out there. You know, if you're a painter, you know, share your work in an art gallery if you can, or put on a show for people. If you're an actor, I mean, find some friends that can make a film and make a film. You know, I think it applies to any sort of medium. It's just about getting out there and people, you start attracting people and talk to people, be friendly, you know, within the industry, and anyone who's interested in what you're doing, you know, give them the time of day because they're giving you and your art and you the time of day. So, you know, that's why I think where it begins in the real world. But, you know, it's also 2018 and we all live in a very online world, too. So, you know, maybe you can share a little bit about ways to approach the online social media world, which you and I are no strangers to.
We're not no strangers to that world. I mean, obviously, being a web designer, I would say I have a website, but that was one of the kind of key things. But, you know, you might not be ready for that at this stage. So I would say social media is definitely one of the important things. It's a great way to meet people, and it's a great way to direct people to your work, whether that's film, whether it's music or whatever it is that you do. Social media is so important, but it's really about, you know, trying to find the right people and connecting with them on a one-to-one level, because people want to feel that they are connecting with a human, and you know, they're more likely to support you, I think, if they feel that they've got some kind of connection with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's even you even see this happening with restaurants and, you know, very, very clear businesses. They often hire social media managers to post on their behalf so that they appear very human and real. You know, I think it's the Red Hot Twitter account that's like so popular because the person who runs it is just hilarious. You know what I mean? And you forget it's clearly a huge conglomerate, you know, behind that whole company, because the social media presence is so low key and chill. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the company I'm thinking of, you know, but social media it's hugely important, and it's huge tool for us today too, because, you know, when you can't get out there, or, you know, in the times that you aren't out there in the real world, I mean, you have the entire world at your fingertips. You can be laying back on the couch and finding new people. You know what I mean? And it's important, like I said, once you do have people's attention, you know, it's about providing them with a steady flow of content, you know, to keep them interested and engaged. And the engagement is definitely incredibly important. And I think some ways that you can do that are maybe not only sharing content that is related to your music or art, but your personal self as well. Like, people want to get to know you. This is the world we live in today. You know, we want to know who you are. I know you got to think, what do you want from your favorite artists? I know I want to know them. I want to feel like they're a friend of mine. You know what I mean? Obviously they're not, but you want to feel like you know them on a more personal level, because it gives more backstory, I guess, to their own work. It makes you feel like more invested in them and their career.
Yeah, definitely. And I can say that, you know, there's been artists that I've communicated with and I feel so much more, I want to support them so much more because I know who they are. I know what their values are. I know what they stand for. And it just really does help to build that kind of genuine connection and relationship. And I think that's what everyone, you know, if you're trying to reach a new audience or grow your audience, you need to be thinking of it in that kind of level.
But, you know, I think being consistent with whatever you're doing, like, you know, us on this show, for example, you know, we post an interview or an episode or a B-sides episode or something at least once a week. We have not missed a week. I think maybe once in 3.5 years or, you know, but we post every single week, come hell or high water, we do it, you know, and we feel like we wouldn't feel right if we weren't consistent on that, you know. And I think I want to head on over to our buddy Damian Keys. He had some things to say, particularly on consistency and some advice on, you know, getting out there, reaching new people and growing your audience.
Yeah, he did. So we asked Damian to share some of the common questions that he gets asked and what his answers to those questions would be. So yeah, let's go on over and see what he had to say.
So when people come through, the two questions I get the most are, number one, can I listen to your music? To which I say, yes, I can. And then I listen to it and I say, it's very good. Because I don't really know what else to say to that, because everything's subjective. It's all about their audience. And the second question, the big question, is how do I build my audience? And the answer to that is consistency, patience, time, creativity. I mean, there's no one thing. There's a lot of different answers, and they all play a part. You know, you can be creative and not consistent and build a really big audience. You can be not very creative, but you can be so organized and you can be so consistent and so engaging as a personality that you could still build an audience. So there's no right or wrong way of doing it. Well, actually, there's no right way of doing it, but there's plenty of wrong ways of doing it, if that makes
Absolutely.
Sense.
You know, I can relate to so much of this as a musician, singer-songwriter myself, but I think even as podcasters, Ross, you and I can, and mm-hmm. you know, we started this about nearing about 3 years ago, actually.
Yeah, but, I was reminded of that on LinkedIn the other day, and I was like, wow, that's scary.
Unbelievably scary. We launched a couple months after, but we started this 3 years ago, this summer. And, you know, what we just, through the highs and lows, it's just consistency. Just make sure we keep doing it and having a new episode out every week that we're proud of, that we want to share with people, and just keep doing it. That's I think what we've learned from, you know, it's the same ethos.
And the thing is from my point of view, because you pop up on lots of my different bits of social media and it works, because, you know, I'm sure there's loads of people who do sort of similar types of things. Mm-hmm. But at the same point, because we talk quite regularly via Twitter or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and you guys are always there. You're the most consistent and you're the most engaging, and that's why it just feels like your channel's just growing so fast, because it's just constantly like what I call a punch in the face. It's like, and another one, and another one, and right. another one, and another one. And in the end, people go, great, yeah, I'll just keep them coming. I'll just keep watching them. So, yeah. You know, it works really well.
Cool.
Yeah, some really great advice from Damien there.
Yeah, and it's really interesting that he commented on consistency, as that's something a few people have said about us.
Yeah, and you know, you said it before we jumped into the segment, yeah. but our guest Patrice from the Baseline Group, she's commented to me quite a few times about how she's been impressed by our consistency and how we're always popping up on her socials and she sees that there's lots of stuff going on. And I do think that that makes a difference because people can see that we're active and, you know, we're doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of the reasons why we've been able to grow, you know, definitely going back to that whole idea that it's a marathon, not a sprint. I think this show in itself has been a real representation of that. You know, we have not just grown overnight. It's been a real long, slow, steady growth, but it's never been a drop. It's always been upward, which is what keeps us going because, you know, doing anything creative or, you know, whether it's music, film or podcast, web show like this, you know, there are going to be moments where you're just like, can we keep doing this, you know? And I think everyone can relate to that. Any creative can relate to that. But just focus on that growth. Even if it's 1, 2, 5 people knew that, you know, discovered you that month, focus on that because that's only going to multiply. But it's also important, I think, I just want to add in here, not just being consistent, but also consistently looking for ways to upgrade what you're doing to make it better and to take people's feedback, you know, and to keep reevaluating what you're doing. You know, I think if you take a look at our show, just to use that as an example again, you know, from the beginning to now, and if you watch the first episode to now, oh my gosh, you would see such a difference because there's things that, you know, that we've noticed that we've wanted to improve over time. One of the number one things is length. You know, some of our interviews used to go on to about an hour. But I think it's important to always reevaluate what you're doing. And as an artist and as a musician, it's the same thing. What I'm putting out there, what's the response it's getting? Well, don't be afraid to try something a little bit different, you know, and see what you kind of get back from that. And, you know, there is no roadmap in the creative world. There's just no roadmap, especially as a musician, you know, especially not today as a musician. And you just have to maybe, you know, look around at some of your peers, see what some of your favorite artists are doing. Ask yourself what you want from your favorite artists and what do you like that they do? What do you kind of shrug your shoulders at what they do? And put that into what you're doing.
Yeah, take all the best pieces and use them. And the bits that you don't like, just discard them. And don't be afraid to reach out to people. You know, I think a lot of artists kind of would like the idea of being sort of a mentor kind of figure or, you know, offer some advice. Because I think, you know, we all start at the same kind of point. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are very willing to share their advice. So don't be afraid to reach out.
That's right. You and I are willing to do that. If you head on over to our Patreon, Ross and I are now offering one-on-one consultations to help you grow your career. So definitely go check out that out. We want to speak to you. You know, so don't be afraid to reach out to us. Send us a tweet or message us wherever, and maybe we can set that up.
Yeah, and I think that's probably a good place for us to wrap this one up.
Definitely. We'd love to hear your thoughts on what's been working for you. If there's anything that you'd like to cover, you'd like us to cover on future episodes of B-Sides, just hit us up.
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of these shirts while you're there.
That's right. As for me, personally, I'm working on a new solo album, and you can check that out. You can check out my music on Spotify and iTunes and just about everywhere and anywhere you like to stream or download music. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which are all my name, Marcio Novelli.
And I'm working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work at electrickiwi.co.uk. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi and on Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
That's right. This episode was brought to you by Social Surge, your source for social media marketing and online music promotion. All links are in the description, so please check them out because they do our rest.
They keep the show alive. And if you would like to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. We recently updated our rewards, which now include sponsorship at the start of our interviews, an opportunity for you to co-host an episode of Bridge the Atlantic, and of course, gain access to, Marcy's very excited, our new Encore series.
Encore!
that wasn't rehearsed, by the way. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss any episodes. Leave us a comment and let us know what you think of the show.
I won't ever get less excited about our
new patron. You can't contain it.
No,
you just can't contain
it. It's an encore. It's our patron only exclusive series. It's amazing. When you become a patron and you join us on there, which you become official Bridger, you get to watch this show that's only for our patrons, and you see 5 to 10 minute episodes. You know, usually closer to 10 minutes, with a lot of very important, very important, potent information. Anyway, that's it for B-Sides. We'll be back next week with a brand new interview.
Yeah, and make sure to catch new B-Sides episodes on the last Tuesday of every month. We'll see you later, guys. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.